2 and 2. Bryant went 4 2/3 innings, gave up 5 runs on 9 hits. Robertson went 2/3 of an inning, gave up 1 run on 3 hits. McMahon gave up just 1 hit and no runs. Low for a ball. It's a 3-2 count to Haig. Oh. Lurking in the on-deck circle, Joe Torre. Hamilton with a 3-2 count to the left-hand batter. His 3-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. He struck him out. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. And we go to the bottom of the eighth to score the Giants 8 and the Cardinals 6.
Excuse me, sir. Are you Gaylord Perry?
What do you think I'm doing out here on the mound? What are you doing out here? There's a ball game going on.
Yeah, and your pitching is just great. Now, here, take this pack of Gillette Platinum Plus blades.
Oh, yeah, I use Platinum Plus. Real smooth shave.
Throw the ball, Perry.
Beauty. Now, raise your right hand and repeat after me. I, Gaylord Perry.
Hey, I got a ball game to pitch.
Come on, Gaylord. Have switched to Gillette Platinum Plus blades.
Have switched to Gillette Platinum Plus blades.
Because they shave me closer and with more comfort.
Right. They shave smoother. And smoothness is important in shaving, just like in pitching. Excuse me. Now look what you made me do.
Gillette Platinum Plus. Double edge or injector. Both with platinum smooth edges for smoother shaves.
I guess your curve just wasn't smooth enough.
Get off of my mound.
For the Giants, against left-hander Don Shaw, will be Tito Fuentes, Kenny Henderson, Bobby Bonds. Fuentes has 2 hits and 4 trips. Tito had 2 hits last night. He had 2 the night before. 4 the night before that. He had a single and was hit by a pitch and saved on an error the day before that. So he has been on something of a streak. Batting right-handed, he takes a fastball strike as the fans chant Tito. Strike one count to him. The strike one pitch. Curve outside for a ball, 1-1. Ball on a strike. The count to 20. The 1-1 pitch to Tito. Curveball fouled at the plate, and it's 1-2. With this chant, you expect Tito to come out on the balcony and wave to the crowd. Tomorrow evening, the Giants and Cardinals, Bob Gibson against Steve Stone. And Saturday, there are reserve and box seats available for Helmet Day. You kids, come on out. Have your folks bring out to Helmet Day. Fly ball to center field. And out number one as Cruz comes in to make the catch. 20 flying to center field. That's Helmet Day Saturday against the Cardinals. Game time, 1 o'clock. All you kids coming to the ballpark receive a free souvenir batting helmet from the Giants when you enter Candlestick. Then Sunday and Monday, the Dodgers. Sunday the 4th, there are reserve seats available. Monday 5th, there are box and reserve seats available. Kenny Henderson to bat right-handed. Takes a curve for a strike. One out, bases empty. Houston Tuesday night, Wednesday afternoon, which is Senior Citizens Day, and Thursday afternoon, Ladies Day. One strike pitch to Henderson. Curve low for a ball, 1-1. Shaw is the 4th pitcher for the Cardinals, each club with 4 pitchers. Jerry Johnson continues to throw in the Giant bullpen. We're in the bottom of the 8th. The Giants lead 8-6, out hitting the Cardinals 14-13. A 1-1 delivery. Strike over the outside, 1-2. Outfield plays around to the left for Kenny. Left-hander Don Shaw, a 1-2 pitch. Low for a ball, 2-2. Giants can put some pressure on the Dodgers with a win here this afternoon. Dodgers meeting the Padres tonight. Curveball swung on and missed. He struck him out. Shaw gets Henderson on strike. Bobby Bonds will be up here. Bobby's 2 for 4, has driven in 3 runs. Pirates beat the Mets 3-0. Atlanta beat Montreal 7-3. Shaw's pitch to Bonds. Fastball is a strike, 0-1. He surprised him with that one. Bobby ordinarily wouldn't take a pitch like that. Jerry Johnson might be starting the ninth inning. He's heading for the Giant dugout. Swing and a miss, strike two. Might be that Charlie Fox is going to open the ninth with him with two right-hand batters, Torrey and Cardinal, due up. An 0-2 count to Bonds. The 0-2 pitch. Check swing, roller foul. Johnny McNamara makes a good play in the third base coaching box. Gets his throw to the mound in time. 8 runs, 14 hits, 2 errors for the Giants. 6 runs, 13 hits, and no errors for the Cardinals. Shaw pitching to Bond. With 2 down, the bases empty. The delivery, curve high for a ball, 1-2. Bobby trying to deliver here. Giants could use some insurance going to the ninth. One, two count. Shaw shakes off a sign. And his pitch to Bonds. Drive foul past third. Stays at a ball and 2 strikes. Bonds is a Giant leader in practically all hitting departments. Has the most hits, 93. Most RBIs, 46. Most home runs, 17. Curve is a bit high. Bonds thought he was out. 2-2. Bonds also leads the club in doubles with 16. Runs scored with 59. Breaking pitch outside, 3-2. You might say that Bobby's having a pretty good year. He also is the leading percentage hitter with 305 outside of Healy. Healy with 422 batting average, but not enough time to bat to qualify. Bond's soft pop foul out of play behind the Cardinal dugout. And it stays at 3-2. Bonds has also walked 38 times. But Mays is ahead of him there. Willie has walked 48 times. He leads in steals with 12. He hits a sharp ground ball to deep short. Maxwell with a long throw, not in time. Bonds has himself a base hit. Hit that one into the hole. Maxwell going to his right. Got the ball and threw to first, but not in time to get his man. And we'll pause here for station identification. This is the Golden West Radio Network.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now I need a place to hide away. And I've found it. 1-4 with me, Carter B., right here on
KSFO in San Francisco.
Fran Haley is singled, walked. Grounded to third and walked again. Shaw's pitch to Healy. Checks and takes a curve for a strike, 0-1. Bonds single, the Giants 15th. One strike count, the one strike pitch. Swung on, line drive on one hop to Maxville. His throw to second, the force, and the Giants are retired. Here in the eighth, no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. At the end of eight, the score, the Giants 8 and the Cardinals 6.
I'm Brock Yates, senior editor of Car and Driver magazine at a test track. Each year, we ask our 600,000 readers to select the best cars in the world in 14 different categories. Drivers like you choose the winners. And this year, the new Chevy Vega was voted best economy sedan. The first time the leading import has ever been beaten. Voted best compact, Nova. voted best performance car, Chevelle SS. Beating out six competing American cars as the best sporty car, Camaro. And Corvette, voted best Class 3 sports GT car and the all-around best car in the world. Six big firsts for Chevrolet in the Car and Driver Reader's Choice poll. And remember, it wasn't me who chose these cars. It was drivers like you.
Jerry Johnson will be the Giants' fifth pitcher as he takes over to start the ninth inning. Jerry, making his 37th appearance, has won eight and lost two, has eight saves, an earned run average of an even two. He will face Joe Torre, Jose Cardenal, and Jose Cruz. This group has done some damage. Torre has just one hit, but it's a home run. Cardenal has three hits, and Cruz has two. Torre, right-hand batter. Jerry Johnson, a right-hand pitcher. Steve Hamilton won an inning and a third. Gave up no runs, no hits, struck out two. Pitch to Torre, fastball inside for a ball, 1-0. Carruthers and Cumberland throw in the Giant bullpen now. 1-0 count to Torre, the 1-0 pitch. High drive to right field. That one's hit a long way. Henderson goes back, taps the mitt. He'll get it. He does at the warning pass. Torre is really seeing the ball. He makes solid contact. And that ball was hit a good piece into right center field, but Henderson caught up to it for the first out. With one down, Cardenal singled his first time, doubled in the third, and singled in the fifth, struck out in the sixth inning. Right-hand batter against Jerry Johnson. One down, base is empty. Lanier guards the line, even with the bag. The pitch to Cardenal. Strike called. Knees on the outside, 0-1. Giants and Cardinals again tomorrow night. Bob Gibson back off the disabled list. Has had two starts since coming off that injured list. Will pitch against the Giants. Breaking pitch, and it's a ball, 1-1. Cardenal started to go for it, didn't. 1-1 count. Steve Stone will be the Giants pitcher against Gibson tomorrow night. Saturday is helmet day. Free helmets for all you youngsters coming to the ballpark. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Johnson behind, two balls and a strike on Cardenal. One down, bases empty. We're in the top of the ninth. The Giants lead 8-6. Johnson in a hurry. His 2-1 pitch to Cardenal is low, ball three. He is now behind 3-1, and he doesn't need a base on balls. Jerry looks at the Giant dugout. He winds for the 3-1 pitch. Ball four, he walked him. And now the Cardinals have a left-hand batter coming up. The tying run at the plate. Cruz, who has two hits, and four trips. He will bat with Cardenal at first and one out. Johnson walking. Cardenal on the 3-1 pitch. Giants haven't given up too many walks. The throw to first base. Bryant walked two men in the first inning. McMahon walked one, and now Johnson has walked one. Ground ball to Goodson, knocks it down, beats Cruz to the bag for the out as Cardenal goes to second. That was a shot at Goodson. He smothered it, picked it up, and beat Cruz in the race to the bag for the second out. And with Cardenal at second base, Jerry McNerney, who has three hits and four trips, will be the batter. Right-hand batting catcher. Now Healy and Johnson will talk. Conversation over. Cardenal at second base. Two men down. The Giants in front, 8-6. Johnson ready to pitch to the right-hand batting Jerry McNerney. Takes his stretch. His delivery. Low for a ball. 1-0. Really no reason for Johnson to pitch from a stretch. The Cardinals run is not an important one. He might just as well go ahead and wind up. Let Cardinal go to third if he wants. He's no better off there than he is at second. 1-0 pitch. Pop foul over near the seats. Goodson goes over. He can't get it. It's back into the stands. It's 1-1. A ball and a strike that count to McNerney. Two down and a runner at second base. That is Cardinal. Giants in front, 8-6. Johnson trying to nail it down in this ninth inning. Jerry gets the sign from Healy. Takes his stretch. The pitch. Curve is a strike. 1-2. I don't believe there's really any pitcher that can pitch more effectively from a stretch than he can a windup. There might be one. Or there might be two. But generally, you have better stuff pitching from a windup. And in this situation, Johnson can pitch from a windup with no penalty. Cardinal would just be able to move up a base. Breaking pitch is up high for a ball, 2-2. Another thing about pitching from the stretch, if he's concentrating on Cardinal at all, looking back there, he's not picking up the target as soon as he would from a windup. 2-2 to McNerney. Two down. Cardinal at second. Johnson takes the stretch. The 2-2 pitch. Popped up foul out of play. And it stayed the 2-2. Count of two balls, two strikes to McNerney. Cardinal at second. The outfield backed up deep. Johnson rubbing up a new baseball. Looking in for a sign from Healy. Takes the stretch, looks back at Cardinal. And the pitch. A check swing and a roller foul. McNerney tried to hold up on that low pitch and rolled it foul down the third base side. Vern Benson fields it over there. Infield backed up, a 2-2 count to the Cardinal catcher. 8-6, the Giants lead. We're in the top of the ninth inning. Johnson trying to get the final strike and the final out. His pitch. A let-up. Blooped into center. 20's going back. It's going to drop in for a base hit. And in to score is Cardinal. It's now an 8-7 ball game. A little pop up to center. And Dal Maxville will be the batter. Dal Maxville now, and there will be a runner for McNerney. Stinson goes in to run for McNerney. And Matty Alou will come up to bat for Maxville. Matty Alou. Stinson a runner at first. Alou, the batter. Cardinal comes in to score. McNerney gets his fourth hit. And Matty hitting 311 with one home run and 30 RBIs. Left-hand batter. Runner at first is Maxville. Johnson takes the stretch. The pitch to Matty. A fastball strike on the inside, 0-1. 8-7, the Giants lead, out hitting the Cardinals 15-14. But the Cardinals have a life with a runner at first base. Pop foul, out of play, strike two. Johnson down to a strike again. He had two strikes on McNerney before he singled to center. Now he has an 0-2 count to Matty Alou. Runner at first, two down, a run in. Giants lead 8-7. Johnson stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Line drive foul into the seats to the right. Matty hit that ball hard. Nothing and two count. Johnson stretch for the 0-2 pitch. Popped up. This one at 20, tracking it down in foul territory. He makes a one-handed catch, and it's all over. Hit 0-20s into foul territory to catch the pop-up. One run, one hit, no errors, and a runner left on. The final score, the Giants win it 8-7. We will return in 1 minute with the final total.
Standard Oil presents Cooking with Claude.
Hello, ladies. Today we are going to prepare something truly remarkable, the perfect cookbook. First, we start with 450 pages of exciting recipes, which we separate into 13 sections. Next, we blend in cooking charts, timetables, and for flavor, we sprinkle with menu suggestions. To serve, we place in a sturdy three-ring binder that will lie perfectly flat. There you have it. The Complete Family Cookbook. The place to get the Complete Family Cookbook, first made popular as the California Bicentennial Cookbook, is at standard stations or participating Chevron dealers. You'll get a section a week for the suggested retail price of just 15 cents with an 8-gallon purchase. The three-ring binder with index and dividers is just $1.99, suggested retail price plus tax. Ladies, get the Complete Family Cookbook at standard stations and Chevron dealers. It's the one you'll use.
Here are the totals. The Giants, 8 runs, 15 hits, and 2 errors. The Cardinals, 7 runs, 14 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, McMahon, 6-3. The losing pitcher, Zachary, 2-6. Now this is Lon Simmons for Bill Thompson and our producer, Rich Smalley, reminding you to stay tuned for the Giants clubhouse, which follows. Inviting you to be back with us tomorrow for the Giants-St. Louis game from Candlestick Park. Broadcast time, 7:40. Our engineers today, Chuck Suggs and Walt Lee. The final score again, the Giants 8, the Cardinals 7. So, fans, that concludes another Giants baseball broadcast. Today's game brought to you by Standard Stations and Chevron Dealers, with more than 8,000 stations to serve you with Chevron gasolines with F310. By the people at Pacific Telephone, who remind you when it comes to communications, we're here to help. And by Chevrolet, with a reminder always to buckle your seat and shoulder belt. Also by Gillette, Platinum Plus, Double Edge or Injector, both with platinum smooth edges for smoother shave. By Allstate Insurance Companies, with 120 offices in Northern California ready to help you. And by Hams Beer. Hams Tap and Regular is brewed with only the pure natural things that belong in beer. So welcome to the big beer-drinking brotherhood of Hams. This has been another sports presentation of the Golden West Radio Network.
You probably know about the Bose 901 stereo speaker system, which has received more rave reviews than any other speaker system before or since. Well, the Bose Corporation has recently come out with a new speaker system, the Bose 501, which at $124.60 is said to rival the sound of the Bose 901. The Bose 501 is a direct reflecting system featuring a 10-inch bass speaker and is worth listening to if it's realistic stereo sound reproduction you're after. For a limited time, Pacific Stereo will allow you 120% of the normal trade-in value of your current used bookshelf speakers in trade-in towards the Bose 501. The only catch is that 120% of the normal trade-in value comes to less than the selling price for the Bose 501. Trade to Bose now at Pacific Stereo in Berkeley, San Francisco, San Mateo, Walnut Creek, and Mountain View. Open till 9 weekdays, till 5 Saturday and Sunday.
Giants Clubhouse is next with Lon Simmons and Bill Thompson. A wrap-up of today's Giants game, Clubhouse, scores of other games, and interviews with today's outstanding players on
KSFO in San Francisco.
Time for Giants Clubhouse, brought to you by Ruth Atkins. Now clothing's a whole new game. Learn the rules at Ruth Atkins and Western Airlines. Enjoy first-class leg space and coach at Coach Bear. The Giants win 8-7, a wild one here. The Giants had a 6-run inning and then scored 2 runs to win it in the bottom of the 6th. The Cardinals made a run at them all the way. The Giants had to use 5 pitchers and the Cardinals used 4. We'll have a recap of today's game and look at the scoreboard of the other games. Bill Thompson will be talking to his special guest when we return in just 1 minute. getting ready for the big 4th of July weekend, there are some sparkling suit specials at Ruth Atkins. You can celebrate the 4th by saving more than one half on top quality $110 men's suits, now just $54.90. And handsome $135 suits are now only $64.90. You can't beat the savings on these beautifully tailored, up-to-date Ruth Atkins suits. Independence Day can also mean the start of your summer freedom from suits. But during this super Ruth Atkins sale, you should snatch up a couple of sport coats to match up with slacks. And top it all off with dress shirts and great new ties. Also on sale at Ruth Atkins. Whether you're staying home over the long weekend or getting away from it all or coming out here to the ballpark, take it easy and keep cool in sporty walking shorts and swimwear topped by Banlon sport shirts. Make your own fireworks and great clothing from Ruth Atkins. Now let's go down to the Giant Clubhouse and Bill Thompson.
Well, our guest today is Steve Hamilton. I think many times ball games, especially, I guess, 8 to 7 ball games, statistics don't tell the whole story, and I thought Steve was the most effective pitcher the Giants had in the ball game, going a perfect inning and a third, cooling off one Cardinal rally. Steve, is that a fair thing to say, that sometimes statistics don't show up even individually?
Yeah, a lot of times that's true, Bill. Today, Charlie just wanted me to come in and get the left-handers out, and sometimes it will stop a rally, and you really can't tell. Other times, a relief pitcher will come in with somebody else's runs on base and give up a couple of runs, and even though it doesn't count against you and your earned run average doesn't go up, it looks like you've done a good job where you really haven't. But if you can stop a rally at some point and slow their momentum down, and then have a guy like Jerry Johnson can come in and face the big right-handed hitters in the last inning, then it can make a difference. And I'm just pleased that I got a few pitches over today. I was lucky that Brock swung at a bad pitch on 3-2, but it worked out real good.
Steve, you mentioned Brock swinging at a bad pitch on 3-2. Your last relief appearance in Houston was, statistically, it was a perfect job. You came in, you got a save, you struck out three men. You were facing the tying run on each occasion, each batter you faced. I thought Johnny Edwards, the left-handed batter, helped you on a pitch down there that night.
Yes, that's right. What happens a lot of times, for example, I'd thrown him three straight breaking pitches, and I went 3-0 on him, three balls and no strikes. Well, I came back with a fastball right down the pipe for strike one, and then I guess he looked for another fastball, and I threw a breaking pitch, which may have been a little low and away, and he swung at it. And then the next pitch was a strike, which I struck him out, but he did help me, and a lot of times we need that sort of help when we come in that situation.
See, this was one of these wild ball games today, wasn't it?
It really was. We thought we were going to have what we call in baseball talk a laugher, because we scored six runs, went way ahead, and looked like we may get even more that inning. And all at once, here we are back in a 6-6 ball game, and it looked at the end, it's getting hard to win a ball game. You know that?
Yes, it really is. You know, it's a funny thing that Ron Bryant has been, well, Ron Bryant has the best earned run average of any Giant starter. So there we're talking statistics again, but they do show a lot. And the Cardinals supposedly are susceptible to left-handed pitching. Now, so the Giants have their best left-hander going against the team, and now look what happened.
Right. Well, what happened with Ronnie, he just started getting behind hitters, and he got wild. And I think if he hadn't been behind and thrown so many pitches early, maybe he could have throttled him. But he just kept getting deeper and deeper and further behind, and I guess it was imperative that Charlie take him out. I know Ron would like to have pitched to one more man probably to see if he could have finished the fifth inning and possibly be in there for the decision, but it's a tough decision that the manager has to make, and I know it's tough for Ronnie, too.
I guess this is a situation where a manager can't really think of a guy individually. It would be a situation where, let's say, you're in the final game of the season and you need a sacrifice bunt, knowing that the batter, if he gets a base, it's going to lead the league. If the situation comes up that way, you've got to do what you think is right.
Right. That's why you've got the manager, and that's why he's got to be the boss. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's tough on us to try to understand his position, but unless you're in his position, it's difficult to really make the decision. I guess in the end, you've got to know it's the right thing.
I think every time Ron and I get to where this position where we're second-guessing Charlie, we remind ourselves of the standing.
That's right. Same thing happened in New York one year. They second-guessed Yogi Berra, you know, and we won the pennant. So what are you going to do? I think the results are what count, and if we can continue, who cares?
Steve, this, as I recall, is one of the few of these 8-7 type ball games the Giants have had this year. Now, last year, particularly in the first part of the season, we were loaded with them. But when you see a ball game like this developing, and you're a relief pitcher, you're out in the bullpen, you see that Ronnie is struggling, the Giants have had it. Do you have a pretty good idea that somewhere along the way you're going to get in there before the day's over?
Yeah, I'll tell you why. Usually, like with Ron today, they didn't start two of the left-handed hitters that they usually start, and they have two or three more sitting on the bench. And I know that if Ron gets taken out and we put in a right-handed pitcher, that they're going to start substituting, putting in left-handed batters for right-handed hitters, and then that further increases the chance of me coming into the ballgame later on. And I can usually determine somewhere around the 7th or 8th innings I'm going to get my work.
getting back again to things that we've talked about a couple of times during the year, Steve, that by Charlie bringing you in when he did, he took two ball players out of the ballgame as far as Red Shandy's was concerned, because they had sent up Berta, they'd announced him.
Right.
As you say, usually when this does happen, you know that you're probably going to end up facing a right-hander. But from Charlie's standpoint, he's eliminated two batters right there.
That's right. I know with the Yankees, Ralph Houck used to remind me of this a lot when I felt like I wasn't doing as much as I could. And he would tell me, you know, well, for example, they have a big left-handed hitter that's hurting us, and I go in and they take him out. Sometimes he'd bring me in the sixth inning to get rid of a left-handed hitter so he wouldn't come up later on in the game to hurt us. And when you look at it in that respect, then I realize that my job may be more important than the innings pitched.
Here in our Giants clubhouse, we're talking with Steve Hamilton. I want to ask Steve a couple of more questions when we return in just 1 minute.
This portion of Giants baseball is brought to you by Western Airlines. As you know, when baseball action gets going, it can move mighty fast. And about the fastest action ever by one person was by Willie Mays. On April 30th, 1961, Willie hit four home runs in a regular nine-inning game against the Milwaukee Braves. Now that's a mark that's still a first. Western Airlines is also first, but for another reason. Western Airlines is the only airline to give every coach passenger on every flight exactly the same leg space as in first class and at coach fare. Enjoy it aboard one of Western's many daily nonstops to Portland and Seattle-Tacoma, or aboard a Royal Canadian flight to Vancouver with a gourmet meal in first class featuring delicious appetizers, complimentary champagne and wine, and a mouth-watering dessert from the cart. The service in coach is great, too. For all the details, call your travel agent. Then see for yourself why Western's first.
Here in our Giants clubhouse, we're talking with Steve Hamilton, and one of the many pitchers in the ballgame today that the Giants employed, with Don McMahon getting the win and Jerry Johnson getting the save, but in between, Steve Hamilton coming in to do his job. Steve, just while we're sitting here during the commercial break, we were talking about the breaks of pitching, how Gaylord Perry, for example, looks like he'd had a few problems. Now he suddenly works them out. He goes against an expansion ball club last night, and the Giants get just two runs. Now this afternoon, the Giants come back and score eight.
Yeah, there are a lot more problems in pitching than just going out and getting all your stuff together, as we would say, because as you and I mentioned earlier, Gaylord looked like he's having a little problem pitching well for two or three ball games. Now the last two games, he's pitched super ball games, and yet we haven't scored, or a couple of bad breaks have gone against us, and this is a problem in pitching. When you do get your problems worked out, then you've got to be careful and not get in the wrong frame of mind when things start going bad like this and you start pressing even further. But, of course, he's experienced enough where he wouldn't do it, but it's a problem for a young fella.
One thing you said that was interesting, one final question thing about perhaps the amount of innings might impress a guy individually. You might think, well, I have to pitch so many innings to do a job. As, for example, as Charlie told you, well, when I call on you to do a job, that's what I want you to do, and that's what you have to worry about?
No, he never did tell me that, but I know that from playing so long that I know what he expects of me, and it's primarily to get left-handed hitters out. And if I only pitch 40 innings a whole year and we win the pennant and I contribute, then I've done as much as I can do or what he's gotten me for. Now, if it works out that he wants to use me more and I do well, then that's a plus as far as I'm concerned. But I think primarily I know what he thinks and how he feels about it, and I'm old enough to know that that if I do that, then I'm happy.
Well, Steve, congratulations again on another good job. You certainly turned in a fine performance in Houston and again this afternoon, and thanks for being on.
Okay, Bill, my pleasure.
Steve Hamilton, now here again is Lon.
Let's take a recap and a quick one of today's game. I'd rather not even discuss it the way it went. But it was a wild one. Today, Ron Bryant and Al Santorini started. But Bryant got in trouble in the first inning. After striking out Lou Brock, he walked Sizemore and Beecham. Then Torrey hit what appeared to be a double play, one hopper to Alan Gallagher. Gallagher got the ball to second base for one out, but Tito Puente's throw was wide at first for an error. Torrey wound up at second, Sizemore scored, and Cardinal followed with a single that drove in the run that made it 2-0. The Giants came back in the second inning against Santorini, sent 12 men to the plate. Healy led off with a single, Goodson singled, Gallagher struck out, but Wicker singled to load up the bases. Then Bryant singled to drive in a run, Spire walked to force in one, Tito Fuentes blooped a double to drive in two more, Henderson was hit by a pitch, and Bobby Bonds drove in two with a single. Healy walked before Goodson flied out and Gallagher lined out to end the inning. The Giants had six runs and a 6-2 lead. But Bryant gave up doubles to Cardinal and Cruz and a single to McNerney in the third inning for two runs to make it 6-4. Joe Torre slammed a home run in the fifth, and Lou Brock hit one in the sixth to tie it up at 6-6. The Giants came back in the bottom half of that sixth inning, however, with two runs. on singles by Lanier, Fuentes, Henderson, and a double by Bonds, and that were the two runs that won it, although the Cardinals did get a run off Jerry Johnson in the ninth inning on a walk to Cardinal and a two-out single by McNerney. But Johnson got Matty Alou as a pinch batter to foul out to Fuentes to end the ballgame, and the Giants won it 8-7. Eight runs, 15 hits, and two errors for the Giants, 7-14-0 for the Cardinals. The winning pitcher, McMahon, 6-3. The losing pitcher, Zachary, 2-6. We'll have the scores of the other games, only a couple of finals today. We're going to return to our Giant clubhouse in 1 minute. Be ready for the big 4th of July weekend by saving on sparkler specials at Ruth Atkins. You can celebrate the outstanding collection of good-looking men's suits at super sale prices. Save more than one-half on top-quality $110 men's suits, now just $54.90. Handsome $135 suits are only $64.90. You just can't beat the savings on these beautifully tailored, up-to-date Ruth Atkins suits. Independence Day can also mean the start of your summer freedom from suits. So during this super Ruth Atkins sale, you should select a couple of sport coats to match up with slacks and complement your outfits with dress shirts and ties, also on sale at Ruth Atkins. And whether you're in the city over the long weekend, away for a few days, or out here at Candlestick Park, keep cool in sporty walking shorts and swimwear topped off by Banlon sport shirts. Make your own fireworks and great clothing from Ruth Atkins. Shop and save through Sunday during this 4th of July celebration sale at the Ruth Atkins near you. Taking a look at the rest of the scoreboard, there were only two games that played this afternoon other than this one, both in the National League. Atlanta beat Montreal 7-3, 7-11-1 for Atlanta, 3-8-5 for Montreal. Necro, the winner, 8-7. Marshall, the loser, 1-3. Bailey homered for Montreal. Pittsburgh defeated the Mets 3-0. Three runs, 10 hits, and one error for the Pirates. No runs, 5 hits, and two errors for the Mets. Ellis, the winner, he is 13-3. Kuzman, the loser, 4-6. It was delayed because of rain three times, a total of an hour and 11 minutes delay in that ballgame because of rain. The Giants win today 8-7, putting the pressure on the Dodgers, who play the Padres tonight. The Giants will have no worse than a 6.5 game lead after this evening's play and could wind up 7.5 in front. All our guests interviewed receive blue chip stamps. Blue chip stamps can help you solve almost any gift problem, whether it's a wedding or baby shower, birthday or Christmas. The right present is waiting in your blue chip catalog. Final score again, the Giants win it 8-7, and that's our Giant Clubhouse for today. Giants Clubhouse was brought to you by Ruth Atkins. There's a Ruth Atkins near you. Stop in soon. And Western Airlines, stretch out with first class leg space at coach fare on every flight.
KSFO in San Francisco.
Terry McGovern in a moment. First, a brief look at what's new, presented by your Bay Area Porsche Audi dealers. For the first time in 23 years, all West Coast ports are closed in a longshoreman strike. The beef over wages and contract guarantees. Bus drivers who make the run from downtown San Francisco to the airport are still on strike. Half of Mill Valley's 80 city employees are off their jobs. And Oakland Airport and Maritime Port workers are walking the picket line, too. That isn't enough. West Coast carpenters are still off their jobs, and 36,000 Western copper workers are on strike. On the brighter side of the picture, a strike by Berkeley City workers was avoided. And even though that city has started the new fiscal year without a final budget, there is an emergency appropriation to work from. Legislators in Sacramento are still rushing to compromise on a new state budget. It might not come until tomorrow, but state employees aren't worried. This is the third year in a row that a new fiscal period has begun without a budget, and somehow the Golden State always manages to pull through. Angela Davis and Rochelle McGee will soon be allowed to meet with the Soledad brothers. The request approved by Judge Richard Arneson in Marin. Angela's attorney saying the meeting is vital to her defense. Secretary of State Rogers is appealing to the news media to voluntarily withhold publication of the secret Pentagon study of the Vietnam War. The Nixon administration says there are both positive and unacceptable elements in a new Viet Cong peace proposal. The communists say all American prisoners and troops will be home by Christmas if President Nixon accepts the proposal. More news in a moment.
Jacques Duval, winner of the Daytona 24-hour race, talks about his winning car, a Porsche 914-6.
It's not the fastest car, but it's the most reliable car. Sometime you might get passed by a car that has an engine capacity twice as big as the one you have. But it's at the end of the race, you see that this car isn't behind you because you lost so much time in the pit, you know, having to work on the car. Mm. Well, we spent about 18 minutes in the pit altogether. That's where we won the race. In that race, we shifted over 13,000 times. Even the synchronizers are still perfect on the gearbox. Even after 24 hours, the car was just as tight as when we started the race. It's incredible that the engine can take that much of a beating for 24 hours without breaking apart. And it just ran like a Porsche, you know.
There are Porsche Audi dealers in San Francisco, San Carlos, Palo Alto, Santa Clara, Hayward, Oakland, and Walnut Creek. See the yellow pages for the one nearest you. On Wall Street today, the market scored its third consecutive gain. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up nearly 2 points. KSFO Sports reports that final baseball score again. The San Francisco Giants defeated the St. Louis Cards 8-7. A brief summary of KSFO news up to this very moment. Herb Kennedy reporting, and now Terry McGovern.
EMGs. And melting pot time is 22 and a half minutes before 5 o'clock. I'm Terry McGovern with you.
This music evokes a special kind of feeling. If you like the feeling, it can be yours in minutes. All you need is a six-pack of great beer, a quiet, cozy spot, and a little time.
If you've got the time, we've got the beer.
Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Warren Bogus is flying up there somewhere. What do you see, Warren?
Well, I'm just coming up on the Bay Bridge right now, Terry, and we do have a problem out in the Walnut Creek area. There was a stalled car when I flew over just a couple of minutes ago, northbound on Interstate 680, just north of the main street off on-ramp in front of the California Highway Patrol scale there. He had his hood up and had all the earmarks of being a thoroughly disabled car, and traffic was backed up through the Walnut Creek interchange quite severely, and I imagine still slow there. We have called the CHP, and they should get them out of there. And, of course, this afternoon, we're going to have the mix of baseball fans and commuters over in the city. And this, although they're all happy because we won 8-7, this is going to cause a lot of confusion for people trying to get on the Bay Bridge. So I'm sure it's going to be a little bit worse than usual in the big city.
Yes, we are all happy with the Giants won.
Happy,
yeah. I wonder how long that'll last after the traffic starts.
What, the
smiles.
Oh, the smiles. Yeah, that'll turn to obscenities and fist shaking and blood pressure and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, somebody's going to come up with a better way, I have a feeling, very, very soon.
I hope so.
Can you give us a word for Pacific State?
Yeah, well, you bet. We're going to be in the charter business this weekend, Terry. And the reason that that's meaningful is that a lot of people are going to get out of town this weekend, but they're not exactly too sure how they're going to accomplish this, especially if they're going to go to some far away exotic place like Ely, Nevada, or Winnemucca, or Howell's Guest Ranch up in Oregon, or something like that. Well, Pacific States is in the charter business. We're thoroughly certificated by the federal government to do that, and anyone who'd like to charter an airplane to get to that exotic faraway place, so give us a call at 685-4400. We've got airplanes idling on the line and pilots waiting to go.
Winnemucca.
You Winnemucca. Never been to Winnemucca?
No, I never have.
Oh,
sounds like a great place to dry out.
Yeah, it's like Avila Beach down where you're going.
Terrific.
Yeah.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Well, now, let's see. I want automatic transmission.
I want a 427 engine.
And power steering and air conditioning.
When you buy a car with all those options, one thing should be standard equipment. Quaker State Motor Oil. Each power option causes extra heat in your engine. Quaker State gives extra protection. Refined from 100% pure Pennsylvania-grade crude oil and fortified to protect your engine from the extra heat of power options.
Quaker State, your car. You keep it running. You keep it running.
19 minutes now before 5 o'clock.
Be sure it's true.
I thought it's true. I reckon it's deep.
I love you. It's so sin.
Yes, it is.
To tell a lie. Millions of hearts have been broken. Just because these words were spoken. I love you. Yes, I do. If you break my heart, I'll die.
brown girl who looked all right. Now I'm between the devil and the deep blue sea. Cause I said, baby, you look good to me. I told her I loved her, but oh, how I lied. Now she's getting set to be my blushing bride. If she leads me to the altar, then I'm sunk. Cause I can't tell the preacher I'm drunk. So Lord have mercy on a no-comp sinner. Give me one more chance to let another guy win her. Cross my heart and hope to die. I'll never, never, never tell another white lie.
All right now, everybody sing.
Be sure it's true when you say
a nice old song. It's a sin to tell a lie, done by Something Smith and the Redheads. Time is 16 minutes before 5 o'clock. This is KSFO in San Francisco. The Giants pulled one out. They won a game, too, as a matter of fact, by the score of 8-7 over the St. Louis Cardinals. And Jerry Thompson and I were talking and putting our wizard-like sports minds together. We came up with almost nothing. No, we came up with, I guess it's true. If the Dodgers lose, then the Giants will advance one whole game, I think. I think that's true. If I'm wrong, I'm sure Scoopy Smith will jump in here and correct me. He seems to be awfully busy today. A lot of people around and running. There's Aaron and Lloyd, the Edward brothers back there.
This is Dave McElhattan on location today in the Alpha Beta Market on Sebastopol Road in the city of Santa Rosa. And right now, I'm talking with Mrs.
Gross.
Mrs. Gross, and your son is just holding on to you for dear life.
Yeah, he seems to be.
You shop here often at Alpha Beta?
Every week when I do my grocery shopping.
What's the attraction at Alpha Beta? Why did you choose Alpha Beta over all the stores that you might choose?
I think they have good buys, and I like the idea of being able to buy in large quantities in the section where they have the gallons of mayonnaise and things.
Oh,
like
sure,
that.
The very large pack stuff and cartons of things too. Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what I like.
Well, I see a sign right behind you that says total discount savings at Alpha Beta. Does that matter much to you?
It helps. Usually in regular grocery stores, you oftentimes don't get discounts like on Band-Aids and toothpaste, but here you seem to.
Like Mrs. Gross of Santa Rosa, shop total discount Alpha Beta and save.
Thank you, Dave. 14 now before 5 o'clock. And Winnemucca. I was finally... I didn't know what Winnemucca was. I knew that there was a Winnemucca somewhere, but I didn't know that that's what it was called. This goes back to an earlier conversation that I had with Warren Bogus, and he was talking about my having to go to summer camp. I'm going to Camp San Luis Obispo. He said it's nothing at all like Winnemucca, and now that I know what Winnemucca is like, I kind of wish it were. You think there's a Camp Winnemucca? I'm sure there is somewhere. Maybe we'll all end up there eventually. Let's keep our fingers crossed.
Since 1885, my friends, Americans led the way. We're big, safe, friendly, and that's the way we'll stay.
American Savings wants to say thank you, Californians, for building Americans' growth to assets over $3 billion strong, with capital and reserves more than twice legal requirements. We're celebrating our growth, strength, and safety with an open house party at each of our 54 offices through July the 16th. We'll also be open on Saturday, July 10th from 9 to 1. Come in and enjoy our refreshments. As a free gift for all, just our way of saying thank you for making American Savings and Loan Association safe since 1885. and able to continue to offer you the nation's highest interest on insured savings.
California, save with American savings and save the American way.
Gentleman on the telephone, Jerry, could you give me the phone? Sir, you've served at Camp San Luis Obispo, is that what you're telling me?
Yes, sir, I did in 1948 in the California National Guard.
Mm-hmm. What kind of a place is it? I've never been there. What am I in for?
Well, there's a real tall mountain there.
Yeah.
We nicknamed it Suribachi.
Mm-hmm.
But it rises right out of the ocean, and they got a rifle range down at the end of it.
Yeah. Oh, I don't even like the sounds of that.
And, when we left it, it was in the California National Guard. That was,
yeah.
Oh, golly, 23 years ago.
Yeah.
But if you go to climb it, climb the east end of it, because the north end of it, you can slide down and kill yourself.
Oh, I hope my sergeant remembers that. See, climb the east end of it. Now, how about if I just don't... I just avoid it completely. Santana.
New from Anheuser-Busch. This is the first malt liquor good enough to be called Budweiser.
This is the first malt liquor good enough to bear the name. This is the first malt liquor good enough to share the fame.
This is the first malt liquor.
This is it. Budweiser malt liquor. The only 100% malt liquor. No other grains
proceeds go into this brew. Budweiser malt liquor from Anheuser-Busch.
This is the best malt liquor.
Weather for the Bay Area, fair through Saturday, except for the usual fog along the coast extending inland tomorrow morning. Overnight temperatures in the 50s, tomorrow's highs in the 60s along the coast, the 70s inland. In the Sierra, fair and warmer through Saturday.